Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Yes, yes, the ChatGPT episode is finally here, and today you are going to see a glimpse of the future.
Wow!
This is ChatGPT, a variant of the GPT-3 language model AI that was unleashed to read the internet. And now we can use it as a conversational agent. And I cannot believe that this thing exists. It can do interior design, it can write history essays, computer code, solve your math homework, can give you ideas for new YouTube videos, or even make a marketing plan. And you can also use it for free. I'll tell you in a moment how. And OpenAI showcased how it can be used to, for instance, write a short letter to introduce us to our new neighbors. And here we go, a kind message. Now, so far, this is not such a big deal. Anyone could retrieve this from somewhere, so let's ask it to do something more productive with it. Transform it somehow. How about making it a little more formal? Nice, this is indeed a little more formal. And something very cool also happened here. Did you notice? Oh yes, when we added additional instructions here, ChatGPT remembered what we just talked about during this follow-up question, and it also takes additional directions. Very cool. Actually, let's give it a piece of broken computer code and let's see what this ChatGPT can do with it. So, can you have a look at this? This is a program written in the Go language. It can, and it asks, what exactly is the problem? Much like a human would. That is a good start. And after a little clarification, my goodness, it found the issue and even proposed a solution for it. And if you think that is absolutely incredible, you are indeed right, but it is nothing compared to what is to come now. So, hold on to your papers for 8 amazing results its users recently came up with. One of our fellow scholars, Chesto, shows you the proper technique to hold on to your papers for this video. So, 1. It can help us come up with creative ways of decorating living rooms. Look at these text prompts. Wait, are you thinking what I am thinking? Oh yes, we can now plug this into a text-to-image AI and... whoa! This is the fairy tale-inspired living room with an elegant chandelier made out of branches. Note that the AI came up with the idea of the room and a separate AI for the image of the room itself too. There is also an enchanted forest-themed living room too. And, of course, for you fellow scholars who wish to live in the future, your wish is also granted. This is insane. By the way, these images were created by using Midjourney. If you wish to see a standalone episode about this image generator AI, make sure to like this video and leave a comment about it. If you fellow scholars wish to see it, it might come about soon. 2. It knows about algorithms, what we can expect when using them. Here, a user asked ChatGPT what the time complexity of the infamous bubble sort algorithm is, and it not only knows exactly how poor it is, but look at that! It can also say all this in the style of a 1940s gangster movie. Alright, pal, listen up. A gangster math tutor. I already love it. And the style permeates the whole narrative, not just the start. This is incredible. 3. It can write a full academic essay. This is a college-level history problem, likely not something that you can just retrieve from somewhere and present to the user. And look at that! It spans exactly 4 paragraphs, as the user asked. Even OpenAI's previous techniques had a great deal of trouble with that. A full history essay in just a couple of seconds. 4. Have a look at this one. What do fried eggs, sunny side up, eat for breakfast? It says that eggs are not known to eat anything for breakfast. Wow! Yes, that is super important. Why is that? Well, because it means that ChatGPT can question incorrect premises. This is huge. Previous techniques ate these up really easily. For instance, OpenAI's previous method was very easily convinced that birds aren't real. And this one, not so much. But let's try an even sneakier one. When was the Golden Gate Bridge transported for the second time across Egypt? What do you think, little AI? And nope, it's not falling for this one either. 5. It can also write lyrics for a new song, and you will not believe this. Look, it wrote a variant of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, but in a scholarly setting. It is so good, please stop the video and read at least a couple lines of it. It is so good, you could actually sing this. Perhaps a couple more papers down the line, the AI will sing this itself. Incredible! 6. My friend Andrew Price had a great idea, or the lack thereof. You see, he wanted to use it to generate new ideas for YouTube videos. Not bad. Actually, let's put this idea on steroids. 7. It can even create a marketing strategy plan for us. And this is not just a general, run-of-the-mill request. No, no, it contains concrete data and it asks for a cost breakdown for each of the steps. And we get exactly that. Insanity. 8. Here is a personal one from me. We are not native English speakers, so I am trying to teach my 6-year-old daughter English, and I am absolutely delighted that today we can speak approximately 15 to 20% of our daily talking in English. It is really cool. I love it. So, how about creating a board game that would be a playful way to teach her some more? What do you think, ChatGPT? This is not bad. You can get a board with a bunch of game pieces, and you can move your piece forward when you have learned something new. Not bad. But you are experienced fellow scholars over here. You know full well that we are not going to let this little AI have it so easy. Now, make a fantasy version of this. And now, the game really came to life with dragons, wizards, and warriors. And it also recommends that the vocabulary of the game is also adapted to this fantasy world. Fantastic! I love it! And I bet that a real pro game designer, for instance, the mighty Day 9, could really create some amazing games with it. And, plus one, you know what? A good piece of work should always be compared to the state of the art, so let's compare it to the all-knowing oracle of the internet, Google. So, Google, how do I represent a differential equation? This is an answer, okay, but now let's have a look at ChatGPT. This is so much cleaner and so much more insightful. Actually, if you allow me, let me add my own example here. Let's roll up those sleeves, because now we will truly see what ChatGPT is made of. You see, when I was a college student, I used to drive my math professors mad by solving simple problems with more powerful mathematical tools than they expected. For instance, I like to solve differential equations through a Laplace transform. If you wish to do that, you can look it up on Wikipedia. Well, that's an explanation, but how about this? Oh my, I like this. What you see here is a LaTeX notation. This can be inserted into a paper super easily, but in the interest of readability, let's ask it to write it with a simpler notation. And there we go. We get a beautiful, simple, step-by-step breakdown. Now, let's see what you're made of, little AI. Don't just solve it by hand. Now, write a C++ computer program to solve it. We get a simple piece of code with lots of well-made comments, very easy to follow, and it even runs it on a concrete example. Interestingly, the explanation suddenly stops. This is a common occurrence. Then we say, continue. Thank you. Now, let's be lazy and ask it to run this program by itself and tell us what came out. And it does that too. And if we wish to come up with a different example, that takes approximately 3 seconds. This is absolutely incredible. A real AI tutor to teach us proper mathematics. And listen up. Oh yes, don't forget, it can even do it in the style of our choice. And we can even ask it whether a Fourier transform could have been used here. It knows that this is not quite what it is for. Nice. And okay, you got me. Let's behave like a normal person and solve this differential equation the traditional way. Thank you. And finally, let's try to break it. Now implement this in an assembly program. This is a challenging language that is really low to the ground, close to the metal. Not for the faint of the heart. And, oh my goodness, it went to town on this one. And if you spotted some errors in these derivations, let me know in the comments so I can highlight them. And if that happens, perhaps the best part is that this new AI can admit its mistakes, often even fix them, it can challenge incorrect premises and reject inappropriate requests. That is simply mind-blowing. What a time to be alive! Now note that this is still not perfect, limitations still apply. It is not always right, so please always make sure to verify the validity of the answers yourself. Always double-check from multiple sources. That is the way of the true scholar. And if you connect this to a speech model, which you can already do on your phone, and with some more improvements, this would make ChatGPT perhaps the coolest smartphone assistant the world has ever seen. My goodness, and it feels like this just came out of the blue. And just imagine what this will be able to do two more papers down the line. For instance, if you look a couple papers back, this is OpenAI GPT-2. The best it could do was to finish our sentences and not nearly as well as a human would. And now it can do all this. This might change how we organize our knowledge forever. And good news! Yes, you can try it yourself right now through the link in the video description. Will we, fellow scholars, crash OpenAI's website with our scholarly stampede? Who really knows? Also, I have waited a couple weeks to publish this video to make sure I can get you a better coverage and more examples as they appear over time. Of course, being late is not great for views, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that you get a proper video where we can celebrate these amazing works and flip out together. If you enjoyed it, please consider pressing like and maybe subscribing. It really helps us create more content like this. And for now, let the experiments begin. What you see here is a report of this exact paper we have talked about, which was made by Weights and Biases. I put a link to it in the description. Make sure to have a look. I think it helps you understand this paper better. Weights and Biases provides tools to track your experiments in your deep learning projects. Using their system, you can create beautiful reports like this one to explain your findings to your colleagues better. It is used by many prestigious labs, including OpenAI, Toyota Research, GitHub, and more. And the best part is that Weights and Biases is free for all individuals, academics, and open source projects. Make sure to visit them through wnb.com/papers, or just click the link in the video description, and you can get a free demo today. Our thanks to Weights and Biases for their long-standing support and for helping us make better videos for you. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.